From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. Judges, like a lot of professions, can face formal complaints for wrongdoing. And while a recent Reuters investigation finds most complaints were frivolous, when judges did break the law or ignored ethics guidelines, most were able to keep their jobs. In Alabama, it's even tougher to discipline a judge than it is in most other states. I spoke with Reuters investigative reporter John Schiffman. Schiffman began by highlighting a case involving Marquita Johnson, a single mom in Montgomery.
She continued to rack up traffic tickets that she could not afford. Judge Les Hayes, who was a municipal judge in Montgomery, eventually sentenced her to 496 days behind bars for failing to pay these traffic tickets. She had never had any previous criminal activity that I know about.
And this case of having seemingly a disproportionate punishment doled out for this crime of parking tickets, was that typical among the misconduct you found?
It was pretty typical. Marquita Johnson was perhaps the Sarkis victim, spending more than, you know, being sentenced to more than a year in prison, having three children cast into foster care. You know, one daughter was molested and another was physically abused while she was, you know, in jail.
How does the oversight happen? What is the process for bringing up ethical concerns around judges?
The way it works is that you file a complaint with the Judicial Inquiry Commission in Montgomery. Alabama, like about 12 other states, has some very strong, very strict rules about how you can complain about a judge. One of the things that Alabama requires that most states don't is that you must mail in a written complaint. You can't email it or call it in. It also has to be notarized, which means it's sworn. And, you know, it's not easy always to get a notary. It's a pain for regular people, but imagine if you're incarcerated or if you're poor and just don't have the right contacts with the legal system.
So you mentioned this process, which involves things that might be difficult. How does that differ from other states?
The vast majority of states, maybe 40 states, somebody could see that could see a news story or see a lawsuit filed, say, against a judge that makes the news. Under Alabama's laws, or under their rules, commission staff can't open an investigation until it goes before the full 9-member board and they agree to do that. The problem there is, of course, that can delay any kind of investigation. The other thing that makes Alabama unique is that it has a rule that says that during an investigation, the commission must keep the judge apprised of all of the matters in the investigation, including subpoenas, witness statements, etc. Now, that's normal after someone's charged in almost any kind of court, but we couldn't find any other kind of investigation in the United States, any other process in which someone under investigation is apprised of the investigation as it's happening and what the people investigating them know. That makes it very hard to investigate a judge, and it also makes it intimidating. If you're a lawyer in a local town and you know that everything you say or do, tell the commission about, the judge will find out almost immediately. That's very intimidating.
What did you hear from judges, from the legal community as you looked into this?
By and large, judges do a pretty good job. There are bad apples everywhere, and there are people that will break the rules or will act with impunity. The difference here is, what is the state going to do about it? And we found across the country that 9 out of 10 judges who broke the rules got to keep their jobs. Now, some of them were committing very minor infractions. Others were, you know, had committed more serious infractions. But there were examples across the country of judges who did things and got away with, or were simply disciplined with, you know, a letter of admonishment or a public censure. They didn't lose any time in pay. They didn't, you know, lose their jobs. So nationally, this trend was a bit surprising.
John Schiffman is an investigative reporter with Reuters. John, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks very much.